Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Yes, it's Friday. Might not have sounded like it with my initial "alright." You probably know why I'm using that tone. Here we are, the Memphis Grizzlies today. And Brad, it feels like already we are talking ourselves into Zaire Williams. Some last night, I suppose. There's always some.
Yeah.
We're pleased with the Grizzlies taking the Stanford forward number 10. He's 6'8", averaged 10.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2.2 assists in 27 minutes.
Yeah.
It's 20 games.
Yeah.
And it's when you look at those percentages that you really have to do some talking yourself into this.
Yeah.
Don't you?
That's why I played this song.
Especially, Brad, if you were like you and me.
Yeah.
Who yesterday felt really good about, well, maybe they can get Moses Moody.
Sure. Yeah.
Thought it'd be a dream.
Yeah.
If they could get Book Knight, he's a bucket.
Yeah.
Right? He'll probably go too high to get.
You might have to move up to get him.
Brad, I'm just going to tell you the feelings of an honest man.
Yeah.
Last night.
Be honest with me today.
Last night. We get to McDonald's.
Ooh,
me and my son
line,
after Meet the Teacher. I was working because I was hustling.
I had to do the same thing,
actually.
I got
the kid to Meet the Teacher. Yeah. We start school on Monday, so we had Meet the Teacher.
Good for you.
Then we had Taekwondo practice afterwards, right?
Nice.
So dad is working.
You're
chauffeuring, basically, but working.
I love it. Let me give you a round of applause for that.
Thank you.
You're a good dad.
And it had all lined up. Because after we had taken care of duties, see, none of that was on mom. Dad took care of all that. After we had taken care of the duties, we're going to get Chris some fries because it's going to be a good night for the Memphis Grizzlies. We're going to be able to listen to 92.9 FM ESPN and be able to hear the Grizzlies pick, Chris.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Super fun.
And while we're doing it, we'll get us a Happy Meal for you. And tonight, not a four-piece for you, not a four-piece nugget. This is a six-nugget night because Grizzlies going to do something we all like. And that's where I was. And guess, Brad, who was there for us?
Book
Knight. At the 10 pick.
He was there.
It had all, the stars had aligned. And I told my son, my God, Chris, you are a lucky son of a gun.
Let's go.
Because things are lining up for these Memphis Grizzlies. Yes. Having gotten Ja Morant, right?
Yes.
Hoping that Jaren Jackson's going to be a piece. Did you see what Dylan Brooks did last season? They've moved up from 17 to 10. It's time to get a piece.
We're in.
And I'll tell you what, I told my son, get ready for some Moses Moody. Because I told myself, even the chant Book Knight who'd summoned Mocked Higher, I told myself that Moody was the guy with them old long arms, old shooting self, was going to look good 6'5", 210 in a Grizz uniform. Just after I told that woman, give us that Happy Meal and make it a six-piece nugget, Zaire Williams was announced as the pick. And I got to be honest with you guys. I know today we're saying, well, he must have been their guy. I was pretty much in hangover state the rest of the night. So we'll get into that. You guys will hopefully talk me off the ledge, perhaps, because we're going to do that 11:25. We're going to open up the phones. Perhaps some of you are completely the opposite. You see the...
I hope so.
You see the... We all, that's the thing about it, is no one is rooting against Zaire Williams.
No.
Are we concerned that maybe he was a reach? Are you concerned that maybe you had some other guys there who could potentially become Chris Middleton or somebody? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
But.
Look, but. We're fans.
Clearly, this was a swing. The one thing about it, and we'll get into what's on the show, I want to frame it this way as we get started here. The one thing about it is you and I both said, Grizz got to take a swing. They got to be aggressive.
That's it.
Go after somebody with some high upside, didn't we? We said, don't play it safe.
That's right.
We said, don't play it safe. And so that approach is what they did yesterday. Now, the guy they got is not someone that you or I envisioned would that you even thinking about.
Did we say this unsafe? Did we say
10.
This unsafe? Maybe we didn't say this
the
unsafe.
The guy you got is not someone at all we envisioned the Grizzlies getting at 10. That's the issue here. I think that and not to mention who else was available was the ones we'd been talking about. Oh. So that adds to a level of disappointment here, not to mention clearly that even Zach Kleiman admitted what a risk this is. You're talking about a player who, you know, frankly, 37% from the field, doesn't shoot very well. I know, you know, has got a step back three that we've seen in highlights, but shot the ball at a 29% clip from three last year. You got to do yourself some talking into. And Kleiman said, "Look, this is risky. It's going to take some time." But they took the big swing, right? That we said that they'd put themselves in position to take. Mm-hmm. Question going to be whether it pans out. We're going to talk about that all day today. Did y'all hear Kendrick Perkins' mixtape last night?
Moses Moody?
He was trying to say Moses Moody.
Come on, Big Perk.
Man was like,
bro.
Moses Moody. Like, it was rhythmic. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like a mixtape. He couldn't get out of it.
Couldn't get out of the hole.
Have you ever been in that?
We all have.
I think when you talk for a living, you probably get stuck there doing it.
It's part of the fun.
And I'm just giving them a little fun because I've certainly been there too. Lakers pull off a blockbuster.
Yes.
They go ahead and get Russell Westbrook. How about that? In exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and the number 22 pick in last night's draft.
I like it. You got to try something. You just got to take a run at it. That's it. It's not about a draft pick. You got a star there.
We'll break this down, but here's the deal. For all those folks that are saying, Lakers really can't do anything, they kind of stuff. Man, please, you thought LeBron and AD were going to come back and it's in their current form.
Run it
back.
That
they weren't going to come back and make a huge move and a huge splash, and they've done that. Yeah. Question's going to be, you know, and it's not so much for me. We'll get into this a little bit more, too. It's a chemistry. How are they going to share the ball? It's Russell. He needs the ball, and LeBron needs the ball, and AD needs the ball. It's not so much that for me. I mean, there are three guys that can figure it out, just like I think Kyrie and James and KD can figure out. Question's going to be, can you keep them all healthy? LeBron going to be 37 in December. Russell Westbrook's getting up there. What's he going to be, 33 this year, I think? And so the question's going to be, can you keep them healthy? Because even AD, who's, 5 years younger than West, Russell Westbrook, he's got the injury issue. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the thing, is can you keep that thing healthy in the playoffs? We'll talk about that as big blockbuster deal last night for the Lakers that some of us saw coming. And then baseball season's over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was already over for me with the Cubs and the dismantling. But did you see what the Dodgers are doing? That's why I'm saying the baseball season's over.
You're not talking about Rizzo.
Not because of the Cubs and trading. No, I already told you that dismantling. I told you 2-3 weeks ago that was coming.
Yeah.
And sure, for me, the season was already over. Now, I mean, it's over for you Cardinals fans. I mean, it's over for you Red Sox fans.
It's the Scherzer thing.
It's over for all of baseball because what the Dodgers have done and going and getting Max Scherzer.
No, that's a great move.
Baseball's done. Forget about it. Dodgers. They're too stacked.
Load
you see their payrolls like 80-something million more than the Yankees?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They're all in.
We'll talk about that. 11:25, like we said, we're going to take your calls, talk about this, you know, what the Grizzlies did at number 10. We haven't talked about yet what they did now at number 30, not 40. They traded up, obviously, with Utah. And go get Santi Aldama, 6'11", power forward out of Spain, brother. Played for Loyola. And I'll tell you what, one of our guests, I think, can help us out today a little bit more than you on some other guys today with Jimmy Patsos. But before that, 12:30, we're going to get Dream Big Herd. That's Norton Herd the Fourth. To all of the rest of us, program director, coach of team. They had a rough week last week at Peach Jams, no question about it. Part of their team got COVID, had to forfeit the final two games. We'll ask him about that. We'll ask him about Zaire Williams, who is not far removed from being one of the top prospects in the country as a grassroots and high school prospect. We'll ask her about him, his game, what he thought about the pick. And then Jalen Duren, you know, still Memphis awaits a choice from Jalen Duren, and obviously all the news that he is, as expected, going to reclassify to the 2021 class. That is the top player in the class of 2022, 6'10", 6'8", if you ask some. Center who would be a game changer even still for Memphis. We know all about Jalen Duren, have followed that, wondering if having Larry Brown has helped Memphis at all in their pursuit of him. We'll ask Norton Herd about Jalen Duren. Then, like we said, at 1:25, we'll talk to Jimmy Patsos, who was formerly the coach at Loyola. Now, I think... back to 2013, I think, was his last year now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, been years now since they've obviously had added this Spanish forward, Santi Aldama, who spent two seasons, I believe, with them. I think it was 26 games total that he played. Was a good player. I think Jimmy's got, you know, because he's, you know,
close
Maryland guy, close to that program, he's going
to
tell us about Santi, who apparently cut off everybody else after the, at least according to Jonathan Givony of ESPN, cut off everybody else in terms of interviews and Zoom calls and workouts once the Grizzlies said, you know, we want you. Yeah. And that at that point, you wondered if that was going to have to be at, you know, was that at 51?
Yeah.
You know, did the Grizzlies get worried he wasn't going to be there at 40 and decide, you know what, we're going to have to move up to 30 to go snatch him up at the end of the first round? Hopefully, too, he's worth it. We know about Spanish big men around here. And apparently he's been, as Jeffrey Wright was telling me this morning, he's a big fan of Pau Gasol. 6'11", got some ball skills, can do a lot of things.
He's a guard, though.
We'll see. No.
They had him at guard at Loyola.
6'11". I know. They made him their primary playmaker.
Yeah,
but that dude's a 6'11 forward who's got guard skills. Yes, they used him as a primary playmaker at Loyola, but that ain't a guard, brother. Yeah. I guarantee you that. They're not getting him to bring him here to play guard for Memphis. He's coming to play power forward. We'll see if it all works out. He clearly liked the relationship with the Grizzlies. So that's what we've got on tap today. Again, 11:25, we're going to take your calls. 12:30, we'll be talking to Norton Hurd IV about a little bit about Peach Jam, but more about sort of what's going on with Jalen Duren. And then at 1:25, we'll talk draft as well with our NBA insider from Odyssey, Jimmy Patsos, of course. But, of course, the big story is what the Grizzlies did last night. And you've already gotten a little taste of sort of where we are. I think, sure, for me, it was one of immediate disappointment. Not just me. I think a great many Grizzlies fans. And not so much in who you got in Zaire Williamson or necessarily what his game is now or what it's going to be, but it was because of who was there.
Yep.
And listen, I hate to get to, because I don't think it's accurate, to get into a position where it sounds like you're saying that Moses Moody or James Bouknight were safer picks, because I think those guys have high upsides. I think Bouknight in Charlotte with Melo, I think that's going to be a good-looking backcourt. I think Moody, in the situation he's in, what, dropped all the way down to Golden State?
Golden State at 14.
I mean, they got a guy that they're going to be happy with for years to come, right?
Yeah, they had a really good draft.
So it wasn't so much, at least the immediate disappointment and what it felt like that Zach Kleiman was addressing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much Zaire Williams and whether or not he can be a star for the Grizzlies as what was right there. And I don't think it would have been necessarily playing it safe. It's sort of getting framed that way today.
Yep.
By getting Moody, just because we think he's going to be a solid pro.
I mean,
if he's Chris Middleton, that ain't safe.
No.
That's getting you a starter who can be one of your big-time players in the future here. But rather than sort of, again, those guys are paid to make money to make those decisions.
Yeah.
Rather get stuck on that because we were all there last night. It's sort of, okay, now tell us what you saw in Williams that made you decide with those picks available. That's the key. They had a chance. I mean, they looked at Moody. They looked at Bouknight. They're right there for you. And in this case, a franchise that we all said had put itself in a chance to take a big swing decides that this is the better swing with the higher upside. Again, I don't think that should be framed as Moses Moody was just a safe pick and would have just been a solid role player. No, I think he's going to be more than that. And I will still stick to it. Until this thing plays out,
sure,
I will stick to it. But you look at how long they'd been scouting him, and clearly they had a relationship with him. This was not a deal where Memphis was clearly shocked that Josh Giddey had gone picks earlier, and you're reeling, and so you throw something, you know, wait a minute. Well, Zaire looked good, didn't he? Yeah, 6'8", he can make plays. Well, we need a big wing. We've needed that. Let's go ahead and take a step. Well, the season at Stanford was cut short. He had a whole lot to go. Are we sure? It didn't feel like panic, because when you listen to Zaire call out the whole front office staff by first names, that sort of backed up what Kleiman was telling us, that they'd been on him for a while, liked what they saw, and clearly there was a relationship there. So this was not, Brad, what it feels like as a panic move. So I put a little bit of stock in that for a front office that's hit on everything so far in the draft, right? This isn't talk yourself out of it mode, but it's let's go ahead and take it. This look at, okay, what were they thinking? Why do they believe so much in Zaire Williams? Maybe it's something that we and, gosh, Brad, I'll be real honest with you, not a whole lot of others saw at 10, thought maybe 17. Hell, I think by the time the smoke cleared, that he was actually mocked to the Pelicans at 17. Obviously, that was the Grizzlies' previous pick before but he was mocked down there, and that's where most had him. That said, many have said the same thing. you know, 6'8", what, 6'8", 6'9", I've seen a couple of different things, somewhere in between there, buck 85, and can, at that size, he's a perimeter guy who can, when he's feeling good, knock down shots, and maybe, as I told my son in the back after the pick, we're driving home, I'm crying in my milk, I said, maybe he can be like a Brandon Ingram for you. And again, I hesitate to compare guys to all-stars, but look at Brandon's body. That's what he is right now.
Yeah.
And we realize that and the Grizzlies talked about, you know, I heard Kleiman saying he's stronger than he looks. And he probably is. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's got to put on some weight to finish through contact. There's no question about that. But like I was telling Jeffrey this morning, and again, this ain't talking yourself out of it. This is trying to see what they see. This ain't a league anymore where you've got to be 225 or 250 like LeBron to be effective. We've seen Brandon Ingram be an all-star at that size. Kevin Durant, it's a different league.
I thought your Jordan comparison this morning, like he had to lift weights to play the Pistons.
It's a different league, and the way we refer to strength and how you need it to be successful, it's a different league because of the way it's called and the way they give the benefit of the doubt to the offensive player. You don't have to be big and strong necessarily. But what you do have to be able to do, and look, Ja Moran, hell, if we need any example, it's right there in front of us. You do have to be able to finish through contact. Point is, I'm not as worried about him buffing up to be able to finish. He can, I think, if he can be like Brandon Ingram in terms of how he operates, well, it fits. It goes back to it fits with what the Grizzlies are doing. Having that big wing to go with Jaren, to go with Ja, it fits. Again, I didn't picture it being this guy. This still feels like a reach to me. I wonder, and I was just, again, I think you're naturally left to wonder the question, could you have, at that point, traded back a couple of spots? I realize, and I'm going to give Zach Kleiman the benefit of the doubt on this, because for those that don't like it, their big contention with it is that you could have gotten him at 17. You didn't have to trade Jonas, take on all the salary you did. I'm going to give Zach the benefit of the doubt that he was not, that they felt pretty good, and he said they had serious intel, however he put it, that he was not going to be there at 17. But could he have been there at 12 or 13? Could you have dropped back from 10 and gotten a couple? This is their guy, and it will always be their guy. And so in the end, it won't be up to what Jason thought about him at the time of, or what Brad Carson thinks today of him and all that. This will be on Zach Kleiman, just like Justice Winslow was, and just like all the wins so far for him have, this will be on Zach Kleiman because look, yes, we all agreed you needed to take a big swing, but this one clearly was one where folks were, you don't see a whole lot of people, Brad, in terms of NBA analysts saying, oh, perfect pick for the Grizzlies. This is one that everybody's called risky. Even he acknowledged that. And so if it works out where in 2, 3, 4 years this hasn't panned out, it'll be your first draft miss, but you will have missed out on an excellent, excellent opportunity that you paid a price for to move up to 10 to get a guy or I mean you had Book, you had Moody, we'll be watching their careers. This will be on you. And so again, he's asking for patience. You know, it'll all be determined on the court. Not by us, but by Zaire Williams. I'm rooting for it to work because this franchise is in such a good position right now. And early on, it might look like a step back. You giving up Jonas? There's a good chance this team doesn't make the playoffs next year. And there might be some of us at that point saying, "What have you know?" But again, that even no matter who you got at 10, that could have probably been the case anyway. Losing a player as productive as JV inside. I mean, who knows? We all hope Jaren's going to get back to Jaren bubble level, and that'll be enough with Ja to make you a playoff team. But the likelihood is with the Golden States going back in and New Orleans, you think out of desperation, surely at some point they're going to ride. It's going to be tough to make the playoffs. Maybe you're in the play-in, but it'll be tough to make the playoffs. And some will look at that as, oh, there was a chance to advance faster. The Grizzlies always had time. It's part of the reason why, you know, when they had the 17 pick and we thought, okay, well, what if a Keon Johnson slips down there? Part of the reason why, well, I said you had time. Because your two stars are 21 years old. You've got time to develop, and that will still apply in this case. But, again, here's a guy that, you know didn't shoot the ball particularly well, has all kinds of question marks about his game. You've convinced yourselves as a front office that he's your guy. Well, hopefully he is, because this one will come back on you. You know, when Jaren Jackson was drafted at 4, I felt a similar disappointment, right? And again, I think it was different in that case because you were dealing with a front office at that point who had a different history, one of many misses, not to mention the guy at that point. Again, history would look much different now, but Trae Young was right there. He's the next one, and you could have. And we've seen Trae Young's been an all-star, and we see he's a game changer now. But here's the point: Jaren Jackson convinced me. You know what? This kid is actually now. He's had injury concerns since, and now we're back in a man. The jury's kind of out on him. But give him. You guys will agree with me. What he did on the court between that, right, and the time he was drafted, it convinced a lot of us. You know what? This was a good pick by a front office that had missed a ton. Okay, I'm disappointed in this pick. I'm going to give it a chance, just like Jaren Jackson turned me around. We'll see what happens with him. Zaire's got to – we'll see if he turns us around. That's what the hope is, right? You hope that at 10 you got something special and certainly not a bust, which there is the potential that this could be that. Well, we shall see. You had a chance here. Hopefully they've hit. That's the bottom line. And again, they've hit on everything else in the draft so far. Missed on Justice Winslow, hit on everything else. They've studied this kid. I hope he works out. Santi Aldama, we'll see. We'll see on. That's where I'm at on this thing. Still disappointed, obviously. Hoping, though, not rooting against Zaire Williams. I want him to be a star for this franchise, which is in such good position, it feels like, to be able now with these assets, with these young players, to be able soon here to take off. I want it all to work out, right? I want to be wrong, Brad. Typically, we want to be right on here. Come on here, right, and be right about everything we say. I want to be wrong on Zaire Williams, but if I'm wrong, it means Zach Kleiman did a hell of a job, and that's where we want to keep it because that's the best thing for us in Sports Talk Radio, for this city, for fans of that franchise. Hopefully, they've hit on their guy. It's on you, front office. Like Zaire was saying, on you, Zach, on Rich, Tayshaun, calling them all out by first name. It's on y'all. We'll see where it goes to. I'm curious to hear what you think. 535-3776, 535-3776. I wonder if after an evening and some hours of being able to study Zaire a little bit more, I don't know if you've taught yourself into it, but is this the big swing we were calling for? You know, is this the right one? Interested in what you think. 535-3776, 535-3776. We'll take your calls on the other side. You listen to J&J 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Memphis Grizzlies select Zaire Williams with the number 10 pick. Stanford forward. A little bit later on in the first round, they jumped up from 40. Took Santi Aldama, a 6'11 power forward, or combo forward, out of Loyola University. Spanish forward. We're talking about it. 535-3776, 535-3776. Y'all know where I stand. This is what I did. I'm disappointed last night. No question about it. Especially had Book Knight and Moody on the board right there for Memphis to take at 10. Felt like it was a perfect situation. Hopefully, Zach Kleiman knows what he's doing here. Are you convinced? We go to Steve in Whitehaven. Steve, did you like the pick?
I was surprised about the pick. I'm not going to lie. But now, the Moody guy is the one that we're comparing to maybe like a Millicent or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Not super athletic, but long-armed and probably going to get to a point where he's a proficient scorer in the league. 18 in the right. SEC is a, you know, averaged 18 in the SEC is a freshman. That's legit production.
All right. I'm just giving the argument from the other side.
Okay.
I think we'd be a little bit short-sighted on Milton because, yeah, Milton, he had games where he looked like he was the man or whatever, but he also had games where you was wondering, was he a basketball player?
Okay, so you,
so
yeah.
As Moody go, you like, I'm not saying I didn't want Moody either. I'm
just okay, I thought you were trying to say you like Zaire better than Moody. You still like Moody better than Zaire?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, so is it a possibility that he could be a streaky player like Millicent, if that's what we compare him to?
There is always that possibility, brother. There is always that possibility. Not again. Yeah, you would say that Middleton right now is a champion, and he stepped up when he had to. So that's the part. Yes, he's
anybody
in the NBA would take Chris Middleton on their squad right now. So this isn't a conversation about how good Chris Middleton is. It's whether or not they got the right man in Zaire Williams.
We just have to wait and
exactly.
see. You know?
This one's on them. Steve, appreciate you calling, brother. We're going to get some others. Next on the line, we got Brandon from Mud Island. Brandon, what'd you think about what the Grizzlies did last night?
I mean, it's a swing. You know, it's what you said. Like, it's a swing. I think if you wanted a 3-and-D guy like Moody, you stand pat at 17. But, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get him at 17. He obviously went before it. But, like, to me, Moody's he's a 3-and-D guy. I doubt he's ever going to be a star. He's going to be a very good player probably in the league, but not a star. They traded up to 10 to swing. What I'll say is outside of the top five guys, which I think four of them have the potential to be stars, and then Scotty Barnes has the potential to be Draymond. I would say after those, it was Kuminga, Keon Johnson, Zaire Williams, and then Josh Primo were the four guys that I thought could have a chance to be stars outside of those top five.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked Williams. Personally, to me, Keon Johnson's ceiling is Dwayne Wade.
I thought Keon had a high ceiling, too. I'm not sure I'm taking him at 10, though. But I'm with you. Yeah. I liked the potential there. He ended up 21. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a Tennessee guy. I mean, I watch Tennessee basketball. And, I mean, I look at him and Moody, and I say the potential of Keon just dwarfs Moody. But Moody's more ready right now. But you look at it, you're taking a shot. I think those were the four guys that once you got there. Could you have got him at 17, maybe? I know I read a few things before the draft. I actually took the under 18.5 on his draft position because there was a lot of smoke that the Magic loves Zaire Williams at 8, and he was a real possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So people love this kid. I mean, you also got to look at the fact that his college season, it wasn't what he wanted.
Right, disjointed.
But he was playing at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't allowed to return to California for, I think, 3 months because of COVID.
Yeah, it was rough.
He had multiple deaths in the family. I think he left the team for a bit, you know. Like, I mean, it's hard to play through that. He's an 18-year-old kid out on the road. So, anyways, I don't think he put too much stock in his college season. I think it's going to be a long way down the road. But, I mean, he's got the chance. He's a five-star, great size. His stroke, while it wasn't – like, his percentages weren't great, it looks the part. So, if he comes out and shoots – I know you, like, look not. It sounded like you really liked him.
Yeah.
To me, he's just a smaller Dylan Brooks. I mean, he does the exact same things. And I think because if you were planning on getting rid of Dylan, Bucknight makes sense as a replacement. But since he solidified himself in the playoffs as that guy, you don't really need the duplicate. It's not like Bucknight was a great shooter. So
he's a bucket,
I think
though.
You take the yeah, he is. I'm not denying that. But I think Dylan Brooks has made himself that almost.
Well, he has. He has. Brandon, appreciate the call, brother. Agree with a lot of what he said. The part is, and it's what I led off with, is that this we wanted them to take a swing. This one may be a little bit – you know, more of a reach than we thought it would be. This is certainly a swing, though. There's a chance. Williams has a chance to be just like you want in the NBA. 6'9" wing. Everybody wants one. He's got it. I'll stop short of saying star, but a big time piece for you next to Ja and next to Jaren. The question is, he's also got the chance for this, you know, to be what he was at Stanford last season. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, that disjointed season, everything you went through with COVID and the protocols, went through deaths in the family. Like, I understand that. But it just feels like there's more bust potential here as well. And it felt like there was acknowledgement of that from Zach Kleiman in terms of how he talked about the development, how long it's going to take. You know, we got to have patience, folks. Next up, we got Daniel from South Memphis. Daniel, we got you on. You in South.
King, what's happening?
What's up, brother? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I was saying, man, back to my our previous debate.
You said it doesn't this matter is what you said, right?
No, well, I wanted clarity. Y'all act like I'm just talking outside my face.
No, I don't do
that.
I try to listen to you, brother.
Well, but you, when you said just roll that in, but Jeff said the same thing. No, it's a reason because you know how we said Jeff Green is a bust, but he's been in the league for forever, and he almost on a championship contending
team. Yeah, that's not
team.
A bust, right? So, he's a pro.
Once you become a pro, I'm assuming that part of it, there's a lot of players that did not get drafted last night. And bust, to me, they're out the league. So now, to me, you just have to be comfortable in your role. You want to put Moody and Bo Knight, I agree, they might be more made sense, but these guys are not very tall considering the wing position.
Both 6'5".
And on top of Dylan Brooks, I mean, come on, that's grit grind by himself, and we get to continue to do offensively. But more importantly, if we can get a guy to come in that's under the radar, you know, everyone wanted Moody, even Perkins wanted Moody, but if we can get him comfortable to just play his game with Ja, that's why I love Ja's game. That's all he does, get to the rack.
And he will make the game. Having him will make the game easier for Williams. That I was talking about that with Jeffrey this morning. That will help you, and it will most importantly, it will help Williams. There's no question about that.
You know how Peyton Manning, he was so great, like people receivers turn their hand, the ball was there. Like that's what he does. Ja just has. That's why I say Ja's below the rim game, because when he does that, I look at it from an opposing team coach. I'm going to stop Memphis by letting Ja get off. That's why when I said 4-4 against Utah, it looked good, but I knew Ja could play. They're going to make him just score, get those 2 points, and not punish them with his real offensive ability to get everybody comfortable. Now you got a 6'8 guy who's seen to have potential, and he's going to be comfortable. He's under the radar. We really don't know about him, and he gets to be a comfortable pro. And I think Ja's ability to do what he does, if he gets that below the rim game mastered, we will be okay. But that's why only reason why I was saying this. We'll see, we're good with y'all.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate the optimism. Actually, I'm looking for folks to bring me out. We're going into the weekend. We're supposed to have night, right? John Mark going to be back on Monday. I'm trying to feel good here, so I appreciate the optimism there from Daniel. Who we got up next? Up next, we're going to Nick. Nick, we got you online. You as optimistic about Zaire Williams as Daniel?
Not at all, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you with Brad then. Y'all over in the... Y'all over in the hell to the no category.
To the no.
Dude, this trade was kind of a typical small market move to me. You know, we didn't improve the roster at all. You know, it feels like three steps back. I think we could have gotten a solid player in the same vein at 17, really. You know, when we talk about taking a swing, I thought it was going to be for something a bit more of a sure thing. And when I saw Book Knight was still on the board, man, my heart floated.
I can't lie to you. I was in the same boat. I mean, I was in the same boat with you at the time. I can't lie. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like we just drafted Brandon Clark again. You know, he's not a great shooter. You know, 29% from three. You know, he doesn't, you know.
A little bit more shot creation than BC, though, right? A little bit more shot creation than BC is able to provide for you. A little bit different
I feel sick that Golden State got Kuminga and Moody.
Moody. I know, brother. I know.
We could have, Moody was there. I would have been, you know, satisfied with Moody, you know. And when we talk about, you know, upside, I think Moody and Book Knight has.
I do, too. I don't like people calling them just safe picks. I think both those guys got big upside.
And I can't discount the season he had at Stanford. You know, I mean, COVID affected everybody 100. And stuff like that. Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, I just can't. Those numbers don't pop out to me at all. You know, and this can't just be a role player 3 years from now that gives us 11 points, 5 years, you know, 5 rebounds. You know, he's going to have to be Brandon Ingram, like you said. You know, this is going to have to be Brandon Ingram. We just traded our second best player and took on two bad contracts. You know,
you want a starter out of that, absolutely. You want a big time starter out of that for what you gave up. I'm with you, Nick. Man, yeah. Nick, we got other callers, so I'm gonna move on. But I appreciate where you're at.
Good call, Nick.
You're frank. Brad loves where you're at.
That guy, I can't say it any clearer than him.
Because he's still there. Brad was dead set, I guess. On
Nick said everything I would have said.
Nick, appreciate you, brother. Have a great weekend. We're moving on. 535-3776. 535-3776. On the line, we got Keith in East Memphis. Keith, what'd you think?
Hey, man, I actually really like the pick, so hopefully I can provide some optimism for you guys and help you feel better about it going into next week. So first things first, I think we probably should have seen it coming, right? Zach Kleiman was pretty clear for several months now that progress isn't linear, right? It can look like a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And I think they were setting the table for taking a big swing like this and taking a guy like Zaire who, when he could potentially be at his best, it's 4 years from now, 3.5, 4 years from now, when Ja and Jaren are 25, 26 and starting to hit their peaks. And I think you guys have said it on the radio as well, you know, when Ja and Jaren are 25, 26, Jonas is going to be older. He's not going to be as good.
Right,
Kyle Anderson is going to be older, not going to be as good. And so we need guys who are hitting their peaks and hitting their primes at the same time. So I think it's a great pick. I love the upside. So let's talk about, you know, what it is we gave up, because everyone's like, oh, you gave up Jonas. You paid a heavy price to do this. Well, we did give up Jonas, so what we forfeited was the playoffs this year. I think we all can agree the roster is
really
constructed. Yeah, I mean, it feels like they're probably not making the playoffs this year. But what that does is you add a lottery pick next year, right? You've increased the value of your draft pick better than it otherwise would have been. In addition, you got an additional draft pick from New Orleans. I believe it's the
Lakers pick, right, next year.
And you still got the Utah pick, I believe. It's either Utah Golden State, but I'm pretty sure it's
three,
Utah.
So three first-rounders next year. Yes, it's Utah.
Right, exactly. Yep. Which you could flip into a star from another team.
Something else.
You could package those up to try to move up to the one or two pick, depending on where you shake out in the lottery. I mean, there's a lot of potential with those three picks for next year. So I still think that they're in great shape. And I think that you know, we should have seen it coming, because this is what Kleiman's been saying for quite a while. Progress can look like a bunch of different things.
Keith, appreciate the call. Appreciate your optimism on it. I think you're right about a ton of that. There's no question about it. But I said this on swing. When they made the trade, I didn't say, well, hey, if they miss on 10, that's okay too. Because then they've added that they've added that first rounder from and that wasn't what he was saying completely, but yeah, because they've added that first round from the Lakers next year, and they've got all these first round picks. We said they had to hit a 10.
Here's Kleiman's quote.
Part of that being success was they had to hit a 10.
Here's the Kleiman quote, and he basically it synthesized what that dude just said. A multi-year holistic development process.
Holistic, Brad. That
this, I got to think holistic.
Whole.
I got to think more holistically
that
and
ain't just
spiritually.
Part of his game. That's the holistic.
Multi-year.
Game, life, spiritual, everything about
Zen,
it.
Zen, Buddha, holistic.
You think 10 picks shouldn't need holistic development is what it was? Is the vibe
I think
I'm
you're feeling
you.
My vibe. Like, I ain't never saw a lottery pick with a holistic
Man,
development.
If this
are we
dude,
smoking Zen? Like, what the hell are we doing?
18 points and dunks the ball three times
I
in his first
wait.
Summer
hey.
League game. Brad Carson going to be like, Kleiman's a genius.
Listen,
Kleiman's a genius.
And I might. And I hope I hope that's what happens.
First Summer League game he plays, you're going to jump off
bro,
this hate bandwagon.
I pray that happens in the Summer League. Because
I ain't going to hate on him because I want
news.
Him to be good.
Here's the good news.
I have my doubts.
If there's upside, in 4 years, we'd be winning a championship because we're going to have Zaire, the champion Williams, in our midst, and he is a holistic stud.
That's some heavy pressure on Zaire. If he ain't developed in 4 years,
championship. Look out, holistic championship in four.
Jawa, we got you. What you think here? You like Brad, or you like some of these others that have been a little bit more optimistic about it?
Bruh, and my perk voice. No, nobody don't like this. I was... Because, you know, everything was falling for us. We're like, well,
yes,
we're going to get Moody,
man.
We're going to get Book Knight.
Yes.
Everybody was excited on Twitter. And when Zaire hit, it was like a bubble bust. People like, on Twitter, it was like we were shocked, man.
Yeah.
It ruined everybody's mood. It was a mood killer.
You should have seen the way I snatched my debit card back from the McDonald's lady after that pick. I was hot. So I know about your bubble bursting. That was me last night.
We were celebrating. I think this is what happened to the Grizzlies, though. I think when Orlando picked, what's the name from Michigan? What's the name? I forgot.
You're talking about Wagner, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wagner.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it took them for a loop.
Stop.
Right? And then,
stop. See.
And then OKC took the guy, the Australian kid. So I think they just reached.
See, the kid wouldn't have known all of the kid wouldn't have known the whole front office's first names and all that, would he? If he ain't, I mean, he went to Stanford. He's smart, but he ain't that smart, right? He wouldn't have been that comfortable with them in the interviews, would he? If it was just a panic move and they just said, oh, we got to get a wing. Go, just take Zaire. Like, there was too much of a relationship there, don't you think?
But I'm
with you on bubble bursting, because what it felt like, Jawa, and it will remain this way, and especially if there's stars in Charlotte and Golden State, was that it had all aligned, brother, and that the guys we wanted were right there for you, and those guys were not Zaire Williams.
No, they couldn't. Charlotte couldn't wait 5 minutes to get Book Knight.
Oh, they were like, thank you.
Pick them up so fast.
Charlotte was like,
dude,
thank you. They couldn't get up there fast.
Hey, we didn't need that 5 minutes.
It felt like everybody got better that quick, and we was like still Memphis, man. We were still Memphis. I just couldn't. Listen, I went to bed, and then we picked a dude number 30. I just went to bed after that. I said, you know what? Thank you for ruining my mood. I'm in bed. But y'all have a good night. Jason, you've been doing well. I hope John get back and you can talk about his lousy Raiders.
Yeah, that's what that'll be on Monday. We'll be back to business as usual.
Appreciate
you, Jawa. Well played. Weekend, brother.
It was good.
535-3776. You've had a few that have been with you, Brad.
Listen, ready to jump off the ledge. I can't wait to be wrong.
Y'all ready to fire climbing.
I can't wait to be wrong.
Y'all ready to fire climbing.
When the championship parade happens and we're holding Zaire Williams up on with the banners, I'm excited about that.
The man has been too good in the draft so far to be ready to fire him.
I give Clyde.
Zaire
listen,
Williams
I can't wait to be wrong on this
good
one.
Okay. Well, Ken, what you think? Got Ken in Whitehaven. What you think, brother?
Man, I'm 100% with you guys. Man, I was so disappointed watching that draft last night. I'm just thinking, well, these guys hadn't let us down yet. So I'm sure they're going to make a good pick. Everything fell just right.
Yep.
I listened to you yesterday, Jason. You were talking about Book Knight. That's okay. I can line up with that. You were talking about Moon. That's okay. Mm-hmm. And when they fell right there, man, I said, surely we would not blow this here. All of a sudden, Chris Wallace showed back up and make the pick for.
That's what it felt
That's
like.
I tweeted.
I'm so damn pissed off. It's unbelievable.
I tweeted that.
Chris made the pick.
Unbelievable. Chris Wallace showed up and make the pick.
Yeah. Wig snatch. Like, what happened?
It did feel like the old days, man.
This point, and like you said, Jason, I started to hang up because you had hit so many points, man. I said, I don't need to say that. Jason, shut this thing down. You done dropped the mic. But at this point right here, man, this ain't time at a number 10 pick to try to go for a swing. You got to nail this here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like the guy that called earlier, man, these guys are too analytic. Sometimes you got to trust the eye test. And the eye test said, Buck Knight is your guy, Moody is your guy, all these guys that was available. Stop playing with this stuff. This guy done showed you who he was. This young guy that just died here. And believe it, he's really not that good. So, if we gonna, let me tell you the killing part with everybody overlooking, Jay. You didn't even mention this here. Okay. You know who really gonna suffer the most?
Who's that, Ken?
Ja Morant.
Man, stop. It's gonna hurt Ja? That you gotta
put. He's gonna suffer the most. Because you should at least got him somebody that can help him, man. That guy gave everything he had last year. And these guys, you ever heard somebody say some people can't stand prosperity? The Grizz can't stand prosperity. We was doing so good, they gonna sit around here and try to think too much. They thought too much to try to get this guy. Everything fell right in place. Man, I am so disappointed because these guys set us up.
Yeah.
I said, we're going to make great decisions. And all of a sudden, they let Chris Wallace. You pick Chris. Come on, man.
Ken.
I'm so disappointed.
Ken,
I'm with you guys, man. Jason, thank y'all, man.
Appreciate you, Ken.
Crazy.
Appreciate the call. And listen, I completely understand the disappointment because I'm right. And look, I ain't much further out of the disappointment bubble. I'm still in it. Hey, we got to see him play. I can't wait to get to some league and put that spotlight on Williams. Ain't going to take my eyes off of him. I think we'll all be like that.
I did see the early tweet response for the pick from Ja, so clearly they had looped him in on the pick, it appears. On the second pick, I didn't get to see the praise Jesus hands from Ja on that 30 pick.
I don't know if he stuck around for it.
He might have fell asleep after that.
I don't know if Ja stuck
after 29.
And he might have been waiting on 40. They're the one. They kind of shocked us all by moving up to 30, especially to get him.
To that dude's point, they didn't get him any help. And it's going to be a long-term project, a multi-year holistic development process.
Brad, not happy. Are you? We got a few more on the line. We got Kelly over in Arkansas. Kelly, what's going on?
Man, BC, Jay Smith, how y'all doing,
what's
man?
Up, brother?
I got to admit, I was a little disappointed. But, hey, apparently they see something we don't see. But I figured if Moses Moody and Book Knight wouldn't have been there, I probably would have felt better about it. But by those guys being available and hyped them up if those guys weren't available,
I'd
probably apparently they see something in that pick, and, you know, they made the pick, so we got to roll with it, man, no matter how bad we didn't like it. But, you know, go Grizz.
I do. Kelly, appreciate the call. I do keep going back to that, is that you had that chance.
Yeah.
That those dudes were there. So you must feel awfully good. You must feel darn good. You must feel damn good. that he's got the higher upside and that he's better off with his squad.
And that in 4 years, you see this thing panning out.
I mean,
that's what they're saying. We think this will pan out in 4 years.
You have not just the opportunity to draft a 10, the other guys are there, and you didn't take them.
Well, you got a 30 pick at it, too, it turned out.
But again, they have been extremely good, at, you know, whether it's jumping in late first round like they did with Bain or whatever, just finding that value. That eye of his has been pretty darn good. His eye says, this is better for us than Book Knight or Moses Moody, a guy that's hit on all of it already. I keep telling myself,
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah,
well,
go for it.
You know, benefit of the doubt's one thing. You know, I think that's where we're all at.
I think that's where we're all at. Fans are, that's where we're at, and we want to root for that. Yeah.
But there weren't a ton of people that had Ziaire Williams this high.
No.
To anybody this high. So we'll see.
You could have thought, well, maybe we just risk it at 17 and he'll fall to us. Like if you're that ambitious to get him, and then if you don't, you go to your second pick instead of doing the asset trade. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, put your risk in the pick you have as opposed to a seven move-ups and then doing this pick.
If Trey Murphy's doing the same things in New Orleans down at 17 that you're getting out of Ziaire Williams the next couple of years, that is not going to be a
good look. I think Book Knight in Charlotte is the one that's going to ball out, and he's the one that was picked immediately.
Well, yeah, well, because he's got a guy that – the other thing about that, he's got a guy much like Ja that makes you better when you've got a LaMelo.
I mean, that's league pass.
That can help your development big time when you've got those kind of players in your organization.
Yep.
Don, we got you. Don, what do you think?
When that pick came up, I was like, Stromile Swift 1.7?
Felt like it. Yep.
I mean, yep. Can jump through the roof. I mean, so much potential.
Wow.
And Hubie couldn't even get nothing out of him.
That was the comp I thought.
Yeah, but the one thing I will say is that he can create his own shot.
That's something
that we've been lacking with the Grizzlies.
Right.
I will go for that. If he can actually get his basketball IQ, I mean, watching him play at Stanford, you saw glimpses of a good basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
But if it can be developed, then I think it's a surefire win. But, man, that's Stromile Swift, man, and then 1.7 and a little bit of Brandon Clark.
Oof.
I'm like, man, you know, we got these dudes already. So we just need some playmakers. But I like the fact that he can create his own shot.
Yeah.
That's something that we were slowly
They're going to need that. And I'm with you. I saw that little – appreciate your call, Don. Saw that little step back three he's got. Well, that's the league. I mean, that's what these that's today what your wings do, especially the big-time ones. You've got to do that consistently, though. And I'm not sure how many of those step backs, right, you're going to need when you got Ja and Jaren. You know what I'm saying?
You got Ja there trying to be your playmaker, he'll find you.
What I do know you need is another shot creator, a guy that can do it on his own. You see, as Don said, flashes of that.
Isn't that Jaren, though?
Consistent.
Isn't that what we want Jaren to be, though? Because he's not a rebounder and he's not an inside guy.
No.
That's what they want Jaren to be.
I don't want Jaren to be a shot creator.
I think that's what they're seeing him as.
I want Jaren to spot up. I want him to get his stuff inside, especially if he's going to be the center of the future, you know, a little inside out. But I don't want the ball in Jaren Jackson's hands making playmaking decisions. That's not his forte. This Ziaire Williams
is
the other
All
one
right.
you're hoping can come and do that for you. In addition to getting a little bit of that, and you've gotten more of it over the years from Dylan Brooks, but that ain't his role either.
You know,
Ziaire Williams is hopefully a guy that can come in and do that. Jaren is not who you want doing that. At least that's the way I'm looking at this thing over the next few years. We got a few more before we got to go to a break, so I want to get them all on. Mike, you're down in DeSoto County. What you got? You like the moves by the Grizzlies last night?
Yeah, man. Not really. I was wondering myself. Yeah, they said it earlier about hurting Ja Morant. I was wondering, you know, this early in his career, how much decision making do you think he even had in the draft or if a role at all?
Zero.
I mean, I saw like he said he tweeted the thumbs up or whatever.
Sure.
But I just wonder if he's had any effect on getting rid of Valanciunas. I think was stupid. I think they should have gave JJ, you know, one more year to get better, man. And they would have been a hell of a team, dude. They've already gone from the bubble to the playoffs to advancing and beating winning the playoff game this year. So it's just, I think it was all dumb, man.
Mike, appreciate the call. Sound like you're not going to have too good a weekend until you see this guy do something in summer league, maybe. Maybe that'll cheer you up. Hopefully it does. We go to Jerry. Jerry's out in Cordova. Jerry, what you got?
How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
What's happening?
Hey, I'm as a recently relocated Hawks fan to Memphis, I was hoping that the swing that the Grizzlies took would be to get one of those overloaded wings from the Hawks and send us Jonas, and we move Capella. So, I mean, because we're kind of overloaded with Bogdanovich and Herter and, you know, Reddish and a couple other folks. So So that's the swing I was wanting the Grizzlies to take. But I do like the pick because I look at the Hawks again. We got Herter at, you know, 17, 18. We got John Collins in that range. So I trust the Hawks front office and, you know, the Grizzlies from the, you know, the short time that I've been here. They've made all the right moves.
They
so
have in the draft.
I'm in with the pick.
Yeah. I hope so. Jerry, appreciate the call. I know Zach Kleiman appreciates that, too.
Yeah, and I hope he's right.
Nah, well, it's one thing to have a faith in him, right? But it's also another thing. You're not just three blind mice out here either. And we've seen it from the previous front office. Like, mistakes can be made. And in this case, there seems to be a fairly good chance that you've made one.
Well, and I think the fan base has
lack of production in college.
The thing that's hard as a fan is to recalibrate to a four-year plan when you just made the playoffs and you beat Golden State to get that seed. And you're going to be doing
but that's what they keep telling you. And this is the part I agree with that I don't think is just spin or a GM talking to you. Like that's where it's not linear. It's not always a step up and then a step up and then a step up and then a step up. And especially for a team that
I get you.
Jonas Valanciunas was never going to be part of a championship team here because you're not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
And again, you're talking about a guy who was going to be looking for a raise. So that was going to have to change before you get there to the promised land. That's the point. So sometimes you take a step back. That part I agree with. That said.
But then you guys, a fan, go, I see it with the assets that you just traded.
It was always, you're making these moves, you got to hit on 10. You've got an opportunity here, and you had players who we think will be successes as well, whether it's in Golden State or Charlotte, that were right there for you, probably could have helped you. There's nothing that says they won't all be successful.
That's right.
Book Knight, Moses, and Zaire.
Sure.
But you know, with what you had, you just wonder, you know, if Moody or Book Knight might not have been a better fit. We shall see. A lot of questions still about Zaire. Anderson, you got the last word, brother, as we get out of this one. What do you think about what the Grizzlies did last night?
Jason, my man. What's going on? Look, I was trying to figure out was John at work today because I felt like I was talking about the Titans the way I was talking about the Grizzlies. Good Lord.
Man, get up out of here. Ain't nobody hating on what the Grizzlies. Nobody
listen,
hating
man.
Like John does on the Titans. It ain't that level.
Come on, man. Look, Zaire was a top 5 high school player,
Josh
man.
Selby was a good high school player, brother. We've done that
That's
before.
That's true. And when was Book Knight ever elite in college? He was in college 3 years, never led his team to nothing.
Okay.
Now all of a sudden he's a top 10 pick? Come on, man.
Well, he
just get a kid a chance. Just give him a chance, Jason. Give him a chance. He's good. I'm telling you, as someone that I watch every game of his college career, he's very good. And
okay.
You know why I watch his games, but he's a good player. Give him a chance. He got to develop some skill, maybe knock down that three a little better. But as far as attacking off the basket and getting there, he can do that.
We got the Anderson.
He can run well with Josh.
Do we have the Anderson guarantee that this will be a starter by year two, even if not by, you know, second half of the first season? Because it needs to be a starter, Anderson. That's the key here. You draft
sure.
10, you need to have a starter.
Well, just give him a chance. He got to put some weight on, too, though. Thin frame, but that's how most of these kids are.
They are now anyway. I had a bunch of Brandon Ingrams. Yeah, yeah. Anderson, appreciate it, bro. I appreciate the optimism and your faith in Brother Williams. Hopefully you're going to turn out to be right man like Zach Kleiman. Appreciate all the calls we got today. I know Brad appreciates those ones of you that can't stand it a damn bit.
I was on Carson Island there for a while, I thought.
I don't know if you're on an island.
There are a lot of fence-riding, patronizing folks who don't like giving opinions.
I think here's where we part. I, like you, was disappointed in the pick.
Yes.
But I think where we part is sort of the idea that this could actually work. You don't think there's any chance in hell. I think that a front office that's hit on, they must see something you and I don't. And that this kid can't.
Here's
this
where
kid,
I'm at on
this
it.
Kid,
like,
but it still had better been that because again you had some other options. That's where it seems like we part. We were both disappointed. You don't think any chance of working out. I think, man, they must see something in this kid. And at 6'9" and a shot creator, there's reason that this could be a good fit.
Here's my take, just to lay it out.
Reason to believe.
I hate the pick. I hope it works out. I give the picks an F, as did the New York Post. Okay. Sometimes F students turn out to be millionaires. But here's what the New York Post wrote. Memphis traded starting center Jonas Valanciunas and took on 2 bad contracts to move up 7 spots in the draft for a project and a prospect in Williams it could have had with their original pick. And I agree with that. Then the Grizzlies moved up again. They took the 40th and two future seconds and moved into the first round to reach for Aldama, Most of the people have never seen the dude play. So it's like it could be awesome, and I really hope it's awesome. And I hope I am like, Brad Carson, he a damn fool. He thought them picks were crap. I really hope that's what's happening because, man, it's hard to watch it and last night. And when you, especially when you see Charlotte go for, it reminds me of being in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.